Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, for those that have maybe just joined us for the very first time, do remember that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise, and a patriot defined, friends, is he who upholds dying laws. And before you think about turning the other cheek, you might want to look at all of them that sacrificed all of what they had to give us, all of what we have today. So we stand up and magnify the same laws of our constitutional republic and its enumerated laws to do the same thing that they did. We do not stand back and allow those in this government to go ahead and desecrate their memories any step of the way. And yet, friends, that's exactly what we're doing on the radio today, is exposing them for who they are and dealing with the issues day by day, incrementally, as we drive them out and possess righteousness through public judgment, through the magnification of God's moral law, which you know is called common law, friends. Aside of that, friends, you can also check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts, or what you can do is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a minute. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go over to our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. We also have Bradley Dean on Facebook, as I said, double E, and then we have sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook and on the web as well, friends. Do check those out. We have about 200, just a little shy of 200,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis. And again, folks, we can do this together. We can't do it individually. We can with God. A man with God, as John Knox, the Scottish reformer, rightly said, a man and God alone are the majority. And I love that. But friends, I'm trying to convey the message to you that we can do this because we are all saying the same things across the boards, but we just need to serve the same God in the process of doing that. And as John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I just wanted to give you a heads up. We're going to get back on track, friends. Yesterday, I thought it was important enough to actually expose this criminal in the White House, this traitor. Folks, he is committing treason on a daily basis. We just seen from a four-star general, as a matter of fact, friends, that this administration has now, it's been verified by this four-star admiral, that this administration has packed every position, every governmental agency with Muslim Brotherhood affiliates. And links, ties to terrorists across the nation, across the world, so on and so forth. We now know that this is exactly what he's done, folks. This is not only impeachable, this is indictable. And America, we need to wake up as to what's going on. But we're going to post that on sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a little bit here. as well, so you can see firsthand. You can watch the four-star admiral actually tell you exactly what this criminal administration has done and what it's doing on a daily basis. Folks, we need not wait another day to respond to what's going on in this country. It is criminal. It is un-American in every sense of the word. But again, going back to scriptures, we need to understand that our sin is before a just and a holy God, and God is not going to play, friends. No matter how much you want to get your fight on, if it's not in holiness, it's a waste of effort. We need to keep in mind again that our sin is before God as we put our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and follow Him. And as we do that, He works a work in us by the Holy Ghost as He regenerates us and renews us for His glory as He empowers us to get the job done. And then He tells us the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Also wanted to let you know, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, who's behind the terror and the chaos? You might be surprised, and you probably won't be, but going back to September 11, 2001, here we have Congressman Jim McDermott say that you can get people to do anything with the use of fear, and we can see the process as to what's been taken and the steps that have been taken in this country over the last how many years now since September 11th, and it's been aimed at the American people every step of the way. If you look at the Patriot Act, for example, it should be called the Act of Tyranny. It is unlawful. It is unconstitutional. Constitutional, therefore it is null and void, but you need to know that. Also wanted to let you know that as we go over to others, a French military intelligence agent, Pierre-Henri Benoul, wrote in April of 2004 in the edition of World Affairs, he said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an unidentified entity representing the devil, and only in order to drive the TV watcher, that would be you, to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. In other words, creating a new world order out of chaos. And so you got to know who's creating the chaos here, friends. You got to know he's in the White House. The country behind this propaganda is the United States, and the lobbyists for the U.S. war on terrorism are only interested in making money. And friends, that explains why when we look at this administration as to what he's doing and what he's actually attempting to advance on a daily basis through his lying, devilish heart, people can't sit back and say, why is he now meeting with designated Muslim terror groups in the White House? And why is he allied with American sworn enemies by appointing them to key positions in governmental positions? Why is Barack Hussein Obama aiding and abetting America's enemies? Why is he trying to disarm the American people in a created state of terror? You'd think he'd be arming them, right? Why is he releasing thousands of illegal felons on the streets of America? Why has he transgressed the United States Constitution, lied to the American people, wasted taxpayer money, and been involved in cronyism in 900 documented incidents? In other words, transgressions against the Constitution of the United States of America. Check it out. Who's behind the war? Who's behind the terror? And who's behind the chaos? And I also wanted to let you know, too, what's posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, is 64% of all reporters through the state-controlled media believe that the government is spying upon them. You are in trouble, friends. The New York Times told us just a year and a half ago, they blurted out the truth in their confusion when they told you that all information coming out on this criminal administration is first vetted by the criminal himself. So the devil only wants you to know what he wants you to know. He doesn't want you having the details. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown knocked it out of the park. Senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Jordan's King, Abdullah, demonstrates how to deal with the devils. Folks, watch the video. This is true leadership. You should be ashamed of what you're allowing in the White House. If you want to know what a real leader is doing, why don't you check this dude out? Because he's dealing with the created terrorists. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wow, got a lot of information out there today, friends. Who's behind the terror and chaos? That's on the scroll right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Chief Justice Roy Moore, standing up for God and righteousness once again, issues memo to probate judges, don't issue sodomite marriage certificates. It's not to be referenced by our law. Because it's unlawful. You cannot sit there and advocate what God condemns, friends. Judge Roy Moore says to probate judges, do not issue sodomite marriage certificates. There's no such thing. It's an institution of the church, not the state. The state has no business there whatsoever. What you're seeing in your country right now is completely upside down on its head. It upends your constitution, your sovereignty, and it gives it to the state exactly where they want it. But they got to get you to believe that they have the authority when, in fact, folks, they do not have the authority to implement something that is unconstitutional and unlawful. It contradicts God's moral law, so therefore it is null and void. Law firm warns against government campaign to clamp down on First Amendment activity in social media. Of course, they don't want you knowing what they're doing, friends. It's a violation of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Read it when you get a moment. A lot of people died to give it to us. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, United Nations report, ISIS is selling, crucifying, and burying children alive in Iraq. Keep in mind, friends, the UN is a part of what's going on here. They are allowing, not only are they allowing it, they're actually funding what's going on through this created terrorist issue that we have globally, friends. You do need to understand that because at length, as they keep heightening the crimes of ISIS, one has to ask again, who's supporting ISIS and why is it working for the UN? Why is it working for global governments, ISIS? Well, that will tell you exactly who's behind ISIS, won't it? Because you have governments after an attack is actually commenced and seen through in certain countries. Is it not interesting that you have state officials, government officials perpetuating the crime, asking its people and its citizenships and its constituents to actually give up or forfeit their rights and give more power to government? Folks, wake up and think about what's going on. This has never been so made known to, especially in America. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures right now. It's incredible. They just want to show you how barbaric and how devilish that they really are and how inhumane they really are, because the message, friends, is submit or else. And just exactly what I told you they were going to do is exactly what they're doing. They want you to submit to their tactics. No, friends, you don't submit to their tactics. What you do is you go ahead and take a look at Mr. King Abdullah from Jordan. That's how you respond to these devils. You send them straight to hell where they belong. And you respond to what they are doing, their atrocities. Oh, they're killing babies, and they're crucifying people, and they're burying children alive in Iraq, and they're cutting the throats of women. Yeah, of course, and then they're taking pictures. And by the way, much of it's been propaganda, friends. It's been fabricated. Much of it has. I'm not saying that they're not sick and they're not devilish. I'm just simply saying, friends, they're trying to put the fear of the enemy in you. And I want to tell you again, when you have the fear of God in you, I'll tell you what it does. It puts an indignation into you to deal with these devils, is what it comes to. But again, do your homework, folks. You're going to begin to understand why your president and why he's a part of calling for the United He's a part of calling for a new world order in Europe before he's the president of the United States, just like the Bushes were, friends. So anyways, in saying that, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 64% of reporters believe Big Brother is spying on them, government. Folks, we also posted a dash cam camera captures chilling final moments of Trans-Asia Flight 235. Folks, it's bothersome, but we put it in such a way where life is but a vapor. You're not promised tomorrow. You better decide as to whom you're going to serve today. Don't wait until the plane goes down before you give your life over to Jesus Christ. Do it before the fact, and do it for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. But again, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out what we got going on over there. Numbers are up. We appreciate it. Last month we hit 600,000 views. The website's 4 months old. We're going on 5 months old now. And again, we just appreciate your response. It's a website that's there to give you knowledge as to what the issues are. Bring forth about godly repentance and put your faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, take your feet out of the miry clay, put them upon the rock and establish my goings. And as you ask the Lord to empower you, Lord, we can only do what we can do. And he doesn't expect more than what we can do. But what we do is we do all that we can do, friends, and we leave the results up to God. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Win a Joshua MK5. Again, win a Joshua MK5. Folks, we're looking for more of a response. Your chances are very good at winning this beautiful weapon. We are here to make sure that the American people understand Article 2. We have a company that was willing out of the goodness of their heart to donate this beautiful weapon. And again, check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Throw your name in the hat, friends. You got a good chance. Again, throw your name in the hat. You got a good chance. I'm going to stick to what we promised to stick to today. And I know sometimes it's really hard to do that, especially for me, because once I get going on these rabbit trails, I just want to take them. Now, again, friends, I want you to understand, when I'm on these little rabbit trails, you're saying, well, where'd you go? Keep in mind, there's a lot of people listening right now, and wherever I'm led to go, I'm going to go there, friends, and we're going to do our best to feed the flock the best way that we can. The best way I can actually parallel that is when you go into McDonald's or you go into a restaurant, friends, not everybody orders the same food, right? Well, the bread of life has a way of getting to the people what they're hungry for. So that's exactly what we want to be. We want to be ambassadors. We want to be a window for Christ. And we want to be led by the Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Now, what we've been talking about over the last couple days, friends, is keys to good government. And we've been talking about how we need good men to administer the laws. And then what we did is we just kind of went through a bunch of scenarios. We went through some of the state oaths that you were actually to pray before you could serve. Yes, I said pray before you could serve in those particular states. We found out that 44 states back during that time period had some sort of God-centered oath. And if you look at every state preamble in the United States of America today, friends, you'll find that you will find my daddy's name on every state preamble in all 50 states. So forget that. Now, Then we talked about the distinction between a democracy and a republic. We are a republic, Article 4, Section 4. Benjamin Rush said of a democracy, a simple democracy is the devil's own government. Then what we did is we went to Blackstone's commentary on laws, along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu, those that were architects of our foundations in this country. He said its principled form, the basis of America's laws from 1776 to 1920, this being Blackstone's commentaries on the laws in which we have established today. It was the final authority in the United States Supreme Court, and then it was highly recommended by James Madison, the fourth president, Thomas Jefferson, the third president, James Wilson, another president, John Marshall, Charles Finney, a preacher, Great Awakening preacher, and Abraham Lincoln. And the law book taught laws could not contradict God's direct decrees. Like, for example, what we just seen today, where Judge Roy Moore stood up and said, no, don't you dare issue memos. Don't you dare issue sodomite marriage certificates. Again, friends, there's no such thing. God condemns what the state wants to condone. The law book also taught if God made no decree, we could not set our own policy. And keep in mind, friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Then we went on and we talked about the importance of what people need to do. And by holding their elected officials, their representatives, and their feet to the fire. And how they need to be involved as to what's going on here. Then we went over to Colonel Robert Ingersoll, who wants to turn everything up on its head. He wants a government of humanism. So what he did is he began to talk contrary to what our founding forefathers and our founding documents actually stated. And that's exactly what he did. Then he began to advance two teachings, compartmentalization, and then ignoring a candidate's private life. Right? Did you know that back in the 1800s, friends, they were actually teaching kids that public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one? And then they taught the young people in this country, the textbooks use the example of a guy by the name of Benedict Arnold, who was a general of the American Army, an early war hero in the American Revolution, and he was also a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. But during the time that he was serving, most people did not know during that particular time that he was embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. He was pocketing the profits made from illegal sales, and he was betraying West Point to the enemy. Now, the question that I left you with was his public life or private life a more accurate indicator of his true character? Now, obviously, we know that his private life was more important than the other. Then what we did is we went over and we talked about how we need good men to administer good laws. And then we talked about the three principles of an American leader and what he should be. And he should be an active and sincere promoter of true and undefiled religion. He should set himself with the greatest firmness to bear down profanity and immorality of every kind. He should not be an avowed enemy of God. And I'm going to come back and we're going to pick it up from there, friends, because it even gets better and better and better and better. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Of the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I do not mean... Boy, that was a quick pull out there, Sam. Oh, there they go. Sorry about that. Interesting. I did not do that. Forgive me. Forgive them, friends. Forgive them. But interestingly enough, I'm online right now, and again, I just hate getting off track all the time here, friends. I shouldn't say all the time. It just happens rarely, right? Rare as hen's teeth here. But in Norway, we know that all across the globe that there are people, thousands upon thousands of people that are rising up, wanting to send forth the Muslims into exile. While we see now Norway is following the lead. Norway arrests Muslim preacher and throws him out of the country. Well, we need to throw the one out of the White House that's there, right? And that will be a lovely day. And I'll tell you what, it's going to send a strong signal the day that we actually obey and do just that. So anyways, let's get back, as promised, as to what we were talking about. The three principles of an American leader: he should be an active and sincere promoter of true and undefiled Christianity. He should set himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Of course, how's that pornography thing working out for this country, friends? Isn't it pretty crazy, yeah? Isn't it interesting the government comes in and says, oh, no, it's an issue of freedom of speech. No, it's not. Who's it working for, friends? Guess what? If they can demoralize you, they can take control over you, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're demoralizing men and women across this country who are stuck on porn. And I want to tell you the man that can set you free. His name is Jesus Christ. That's what he does. Matthew 1:21, he comes into the world to save his people from their sins. And when you call upon him, he said that he would no wise cast out anyone that comes unto him. So do go that direction. Call out unto him. Ask him to be ask the Lord to deliver you from your sins. And then the battle begins, right? It truly does. Read his moral law, Exodus 20, and then go over to the New Testament and put your faith in Jesus Christ and follow him. Right? So anyways, John Witherspoon said he should not be an avowed enemy of God the way that the atheists are. See, so the groups of people that he told us to basically not to tolerate and what we shouldn't put up with. And then he also said the three principles that are taught of an American leader is he should not be an avowed enemy of God the way that the atheists are. But you allow them, and then look what they do. They try to distort. They try to destroy, because they hate everybody. And I'll tell you why they hate everybody, because they hate themselves. So going on, note that he stated the character of a leader's private life and his religious life and his private moral life are the same. Okay, Abigail Adams, president number two, first lady, Abigail Adams said a true patriot must be a Christian man. He who neglects his duty to his maker may well be expected to be deficient and insincere in his duty towards the public. Of course, you can't, as I've said so many times, you cannot love your brothers until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Because the second is namely like unto this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, right? But what's the first one? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. All right, there we go. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? And the Bible also tells us in 1 John, it says that by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. See how that works? See the direction? So what source did the founders derive their teachings on private life? Of course, it came from none other than Matthew 16, verse 20. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them. Going over to the John Adams diary, February 9th, 1772. Listen carefully, friends, because I know that you hear this quite a bit. You hear of politicians. And you think politicians is a word for a representative. No, it's really kind of a slam. It's a demeaning word. What we're looking for is statesmen and stateswomen that represent we the people. John Adams defined a politician as someone who would compromise principles in order to advance his own interests. He's working for special interests. You know, and friends, I got to tell you, I've seen this firsthand. I've known some of the coolest people that ran for office, and once they got into office, they thought they were now the highlight of everyone's lives. They instantly became the demigod. They forgot the day before as to where they came from. And when a representative takes on that attitude, friends, I want to tell you what, you better get rid of it really quick. And you better set the record straight really quick, because if you don't, what you're going to deal with is a politician. One that says one thing, but they do the opposite. Now, a statesperson, according to John Adams in his diary, February 9th, 1772, he defined a statesman as someone who would not compromise principles. That's right. So he defines the difference. A state or a statesman embrace the biblical convictions of the reality of future and the future, listen carefully, of rewards and punishments. Wow. That's interesting. A statesman embraced the biblical conviction of the reality of future rewards and punishments. A politician didn't do that. He lives for the now. He's selling his soul to gain the world. And that doesn't work out in the end very well, does it? No, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. John Adams said, the duration of future punishment terrifies me. Well, where did he get that from? Could it be the thousands of sermons, the Puritan preachers that he sat under while he's being raised up, trained up in the ways that he should go so when he's old he would not depart from it? That's exactly right. And by the way, if you want to identify him spiritually, John Adams, the Colossus of Independence, was none other than a prophet. Because if you remember right on the floor when they passed the Declaration of Independence, and they were talking about independence from Britain, if you remember rightly, John Dickens gave a dim prognostication. But when John Adams got up there, he said where he sees apocalypse, he says, I see hope. And then he began to talk about the future. And guess what? He was talking about the future of who we are today, of the unborn. And here we are today, folks. Only a prophet can do that. And I want to tell you what, a prophet always rises to the level of expectation concerning the Spirit and the God that he serves. Because where everybody else sees doom and gloom, guess what the prophet does? He rises to the top of the mountain. He warns the people and he says, nope, guess what, guys? We have hope. We have hope. That's what real prophets do. That's what they do. And that's exactly what John Adams did. When you look at George Washington, spiritually speaking, go over to Ephesians 4, verse 11. He was an apostle. He was apostolic. One sent. And who did he work with? John Adams, the prophet? Yep. Sounds like 1 Corinthians 12:28. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Who's the teacher? None other than Thomas Jefferson. That's how he establishes. And here we are today. Reverend Matthias Burnett, 1803, preached in the Connecticut Capitol building at their request. Feeble would be the best form of government without a sense of religion and the terrors of the world to come. Banish a sense of religion and the terrors of the world to come from society, and you leave every man to do that which is right in his own eyes. By the way, he is, of course, extracting that scripture, in essence, from 2 Corinthians, where he said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. He goes on, the man who is not actuated by the fear and awe of God has in many cases no bond or restraint upon his conduct and therefore is not fit to be trusted with a nation's welfare, their good. Think not that men will acknowledge, or who acknowledge, not the providence of God nor regard his laws, will be uncorrupt in office. You have got to be kidding me. Now it makes sense, I hope, as to why people, when listening to the show, are trying to figure out, Bradley, why do you say burnt hippies? Well, remember free love back in the 60s? That's who's in government today. And going back to Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, he was right when he said the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And that's exactly what we have in government today. He was exactly right on. And Abigail Adams, again, the first lady, next to John Adams, the second president, regarding the elections between Aaron Burr, known to be an irreligious man, and Thomas Jefferson, who at that time, though turned out to be false, had charges as being an atheist as well as an infidel. Really? Wow. That's interesting. In a letter, listen to this, folks. You'll probably think no big deal of this, but listen to the sincerity and the urgency in which he writes here. Abigail Adams stated in February 7th, 1801, never were a people placed in more difficult circumstances than the virtuous part of our countrymen are at the present crisis between Aaron Burr and Thomas Jefferson. She said, I have turned and turned and overturned in my mind at various times the merits and demerits of the two candidates. Long acquaintance, private friendship, and the full belief that the private character of Jefferson is much purer than Burr inclines me to go with Jefferson. But have we any claim to the favor or protection of Providence when we have, against warning, admonition, and advice, chosen as our chief magistrate, the President, a man who makes no pretensions, false coverings, to the belief of an all-wise supreme governor of the world, ordering or directing or overruling the events which take place in it? If we ever saw a day of darkness in America, she said back then, friends, I fear this is one. How much more extreme and dire are the times today than back then, friends? But keep in mind, they came through and out of the revolution which birthed this great
At
nation.
At the Sons
right
of
back.
Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand tall for our founding principles and our Christian values. And Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just the stuff coming out, friends. This is live radio, and I'm just scanning the scene in the country tonight. And this administration is looking for you to start up a fight through communist methods. Folks, listen carefully. There was a merciful captain of a ship, and while a passing ship shot at the captain's ship, the captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot again. This is the American people. This is this administration. The ship shot at him again, but the kind captain did not retaliate. You're the kind captain, America. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but also on those on his ship. For by allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and killed them all. Folks, that there comes a point of not being merciful. There comes a point of being negligent and stupid. And that's where America's at today. There's so much information out on this criminal administration that there's no more excuses as to why we are not dealing lawfully with the situation. Throughout and through, and I mean, you have high-ranking officials coming forth now saying, listen, this is all confirmed. And might I remind you that we're not talking about a third world nation. Folks, real quick, I want to jump over here and go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have a friend, American Survival Wholesale, who are supporting our veterans friends. And as they are supporting our veterans, keep in mind they're supporting us. And you need to understand that they have a mission through a veterans outreach, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans who have, in many cases, again, have been thrown away by the government that they have served, we the people. And through the blessing bestowed upon them by the Lord, American Survival Wholesale works with these honorable men and women to ship food, blankets, and supplies, and they spend quality time with them in fellowship and prayer. It's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that drives their Christian and veteran-owned company to do the things that they do. So again, friends, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll to the right side. You'll see a camouflage ad, American Survival Wholesale. And I remind you that they are supporting you, so let's support them. Again, American Survival Wholesale. Check out what they have to offer. Getting back to what we were talking about right before the break, let's just skip forward a little bit and just ask the question, whose fault is it that America is where it's at right now? Because when we go back to the George Washington farewell address, which pretty much everybody in this country knew all the way up until 1962, it's been removed, of course. It was actually George Washington during his inaugural address who said the propitious, the favorable, smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. We know that the removal of religious principles from public life is accompanied by a national loss of internal restraint. And for the life of me, how people don't figure this out, how there is that lie that has been perpetuated upon the American people, lines between church and state, when everywhere you look, you see God. Especially in government. As a matter of fact, friends, you see more posted Ten Commandments inside civil buildings than you do in the professed church in America. As a matter of fact, going to our education system, statistics show that a significant percentage of crimes committed in our nation are committed by school-age kids, the very group who are forbidden to view biblical commandments in schools. Just a side note. I want you to listen to what John Adams again said. We went from talking about those that we entrust to serve we the people and good men administering good laws. And I'm asking you the question now, whose fault is it as to where we're at as a country? John Adams said, we have no government armed with power capable enough of contending with emotions unbridled by the Christian faith. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now, listen, folks, I just got to go with what's in my heart right now. I get how people just want to talk about the problems. Listen, I can turn the radio on at any time, and I can listen to callers call in all day. You don't know why they're calling in, friends? Because they can debate. You know what the difference between that show is and this show is? We're not debating. Because we're talking about principles. We're not talking about opinions. Your opinion matters no more than my opinion matters. Because we're not ruled by opinion in this country. And this is why we're divided as a nation, or becoming divided as a nation, should I say. I don't want to give voice to the enemy here in any sense of the word. But when we look at whose fault it is, we need to understand that the key to a self-governing nation is self-governing individuals who will be ruled by God. A virtuous people, a moral people, a Christian people. So who's at fault? If you go to Matthew 13, 24 through 25, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came in and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. See, folks, we can't even go back to that and say that we slept. Because we see this happening in front of our faces 24/7. Going to John Dickerson, he said this, political slavery is ever preceded by sleep. political slavery is ever preceded by sleep. It's the church who has fallen asleep that at length is responsible for the corruptions of the government. So what's the solution? Well, if you go over to Jeremiah 6:16, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand in the old ways and see, and ask for old paths, the old paths wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." But guess what the people said, friends? "We will not have it so." Guess what America is saying? "We will not have it so. We're untouchable." No, you're being consumed, friends. You just don't realize it yet. Read Isaiah 42 when you get a minute. The flame is burning at you. What are the old paths? John Jay, first Chief Justice, said, "Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers," that's you, "and it is the duty," that's your duty, "as well as the privilege," that's your privilege, "and interest," that's your interest, "of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers." These are the founders that are saying this. John Jay quoted 2 Chronicles 19:2 to a friend who asked if it was okay for a godly person to vote for an ungodly ruler. He said, "Should thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is the wrath upon thee from before the Lord." That's right. Well, they're the lesser of two evils. Well, find the guy that's not evil at all. Find the guy that's born of the undefiled seed. Find the guy that's born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. Find him that is tried and true in the fire. How do you know if he's tried and true in the fire? Well, he's withstood the trial and God has vindicated him over and over and over again. The state-controlled media just can't find anything on them. Now they're just badgering them. That's all they can do is throw slang. That's all they can do is throw mud on them now. That doesn't stick. See, the state-controlled media is so foolish, friends. What they do is they go after the good guys in government, and they try to demonize them, but what they don't realize is they're actually growing that statesperson's career. Going back, "Well, we want to find the guy that's, you know, he's lesser of two evils." No, 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 you don't have to put up with that. But that's what's given to you every election cycle, isn't it, friends? What about the mom that's sitting at home that's concerned about her country? What about the dad that's got a job? He may be listening to me now and just saying, "You know what? I know I need to do more. I just don't have the power to do it." Nope. You're hearing from the Spirit of Christ to tell you to do something that He'll give you the power to do. What we need as our representatives in this country, those that have been tried and true in war, our veterans, those are the ones that need to be ruling the roost, the real ones, the God-fearing veterans. You know they. You know how they test horses, don't you, friends? Going back to how do you know which ones are the real deal? Those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. What they used to do is they used to take horses and they would put a fire under the belly of the horse. And if the horse was so skittish that it would just, you know, it'd run away from the fire, well, they couldn't use that horse for war. But the horse that could stay his belly over the top of the flame and actually take the heat, per se, and he stayed there, that's the horse that would be given over to the general or the hierarchies in the military. And that's exactly what we need as those that will rule the roost in this country. And I know that you listen to me. You just may be the one. Folks, I would ask that you would consider supporting this ministry, and forget it's not. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go to the next generation. Folks, that's what we deal with on a 24/7 base. Do consider supporting us. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com and donate online. We are a 501c3, and we appreciate, friends, your support in every sense of the word. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. 23.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.